Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 4th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Let's start today with a little bit of history. Turns out 25 years ago we had the first internet wide forum, the Morris Forum, which of course gave rise to a lot of initiatives trying to protect the internet better. At this time it sort of became clear that security threats like forums may be a problem for the growth of the internet overall. Of course, forums never quite went away. Probably I would say 2000 to 2005 was probably the peak time of the forums. Since then, we don't have a lot of these internet-wide forums anymore. Instead, we got more of the more controllable and targeted bots since then. I would think that probably one thing that changed the internet the most that prevents simple forums like the Morris Forum or later SQL Snammer from spreading and doing a lot of damage like this now is that firewalls have become a lot more common, and also simple techniques like NAT for home users have isolated users better from these simple scanning forums. Of course, bots, I wouldn't say, are any less harmless. Probably even more harmful because of the added control they usually allow for the attacker. And well, while we're talking about current security threats and trends, Secunia came out with its country report. Now, Secunia makes a little software that you can install for free that will notify you if you do have unpatched software. And of course, this report is based on the statistics collected from this software tool. First of all, people who do install the Secunia tool are usually more security aware because, well, first of all, they found the tool and bothered to install it. Also, they're probably better patched because the tool makes it easier for them. What surprised me the most here is that if you look at the three categories, users with unpatched operating systems, third-party software, and unpatched Microsoft programs, the unpatched operating systems are the largest chunk here with 14.6%, not the third-party programs, which is only like at 10.7%. So I would really think that this would have been reversed, but I guess still a lot of people have problems with patching operating systems, even though in particular in the Microsoft case, which is what Secunia is talking about here, is not really all that difficult. And then, of course, we hope that systems will be better secured and patched in the future. Rick posted a quick diary about how to help secure your family's PC. That's a good reminder. We published things like this in the past before the holidays here in the US. Thanksgiving, for example, is a big holiday where you usually travel to your family. And then you, as the family geek, may be asked to help out securing your family's system. So take a look here and see what Rick suggests you may do. That particular diary also got a lot of useful comments, so don't forget to glance at the comments as well. And then, of course, modern malware. I talked on Friday about Tragos's bad bias report and how he believes that some of his systems are infected with this pretty amazing malware that communicates via audio and changes the bias. At the time, I mentioned that I do believe that Tragos knows what he's doing and also is overall credible, not someone who would just stir things up. Since then, there have been a lot of discussions about this. I haven't seen sort of an independent analysis of any of Tragos' systems yet. That's really sort of still missing, and I'm not sure why Tragos is not sharing more of this. But there also has been some analysis of what Tragos did release and why it may not be correct what he released. So within the show notes here for this podcast, I'm going to link to one of the sort of better analyses that I have seen that essentially questions what Tragos is seeing and offers other explanations or reasons why this cannot possibly be happening or be correct. Personally, I really don't know what's going on here, short of some third party sort of really verifying what Tragos is seeing. I don't really see any final proof in favor or against Tragos at this point. Well, that's it for today. If you happen to be in Fort Lauderdale here, stop by, say hi, and otherwise, talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.